Today, sharing the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Sota Daf Zayin. We begin on Zayin Amud Aleph with the brand new Mishnah on the second line from the top. The Mishnah begins Kesad Osa Law. How do you actually go about doing the process of bringing her to Yerushalayim, to the Beis Hamikdash, to the Sanhedrin of Ayin Aleph, the 71-member Sanhedrin, to go and do the Sota process? So Kesad Osa Law. How do you go and do this? So the Mishnah tells us Molicha. First, you take her to the local Beis Din, the Machlokis, whether this is a Beis Din of 3 or whether this is the local town's Beis Din of 23. When they ascertained that, in fact, Kinui and Stiru was done, so then they authorize sending her to the Sanhedrin of Ayin Aleph, and there they will finally adjudicate the final Sota process. Now, in this situation, they send along with her two Tamidei Chachamim, two people to go, and as we see in the Gemara, make sure that everything is done properly, to warn the husband that he shouldn't go and have relations with her. He's also to have relations with her, and to testify to be Edim in case, in fact, he does have relations with her, and this way she won't be able to drink the Mei Sota. And the Mishnah even tells us, Shema Yavo Aleha Baderech. So in this situation, they shouldn't have relations, so these two witnesses, these Tamidei Chachamim, will make sure that everything is done properly. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama. Review the Omer, no. Ba'ala Nemon Aleha. The husband is believed, just like a husband is believed not to be with his wife when she's an Ida, so too, the husband is believed to say that I didn't have relations with her and she's able to drink the Mei Sota. You don't have to send along two Tamidei Chachamim. Gemara will discuss this in more detail. Let's begin the Gemara now. Trei v'ihu. The Mishnah taught us that two Tamidei Chachamim have to go. That's in addition to the husband. That implies that ha tlasa, that there are three men that need to be there. Why is that? So Lema Messiah Lil Rav. Let us say this is in support of what Rav said. What did Rav say? Dharm Yudam Rav, or Yudis and name of Rav, Lo Shanu Elabir. When is it enough? The Mishnah in Kedushin tells us that a woman is allowed to be Miyachid with two men, not with one man ever, but with two men, that's only in the city. Lo Shanu Elabir. That which they said that a woman is allowed to, as Rashi points out, Dibra Mask Lo Shanu, Hadit Nambi Kedushin, as the Mishnah Kedushin tells us, Avalisha Misyachedisim Shnei Anashim, she's not allowed to be alone with one man, but she's allowed to be alone with two men, that's only in the city, where there is no concern that one of the men will have to suddenly go to a bathroom that won't be easily found, and therefore she would be left alone with the other man. Avo Baderech, on the road, when a person may have to go quite a distance to go find the private place to go to the bathroom, so then she would be left alone with the other one man, and that would be a problem of Yichud. So therefore, on the road, Adi Ikos Shlosha. Rav, it said that you need to have three men present, so in case one person has to go off to the bathroom, Shema Yitzdarech, Echad Mehem Linikavav, there would still be two people left. If you only had two people, if one of them had to go to the bathroom, then one of them would be left with the erva. As Rashi explains over here, Shema Yitztarech, Hochanami, Holu, Shneem, Asurimba, both the husbands now have relations with her, and certainly the Tamachach that's going along to warn them is certainly not allowed to have relations with them. Lo Sagi Betray, you can't have two there because each of them would be alone with her if one of them had to go to the bathroom. Shema Yitztarech, Habal, O Shaliach, Basil, in a cover, Vichule. They would have to go far away, and therefore the other one would be left alone, and therefore you need to send three people. This is in accord with Rav said, two people plus the husband. Where it says, Lab Dafka, there's no raya from here. It doesn't prove Rav wrong, but it's certainly no raya, low. Because the Gemara says, Hacha Hainu Taima. The reason why Amisha says you send along two people is not for the reasoning of Rav, that we're concerned that if one person has to go to the bathroom, then the only other one that would be there would be Miyachid with her. That's not the reason. But what is the reason? So they can be witnesses. So then, in case the husband did have relations with her, they would in fact be witnesses. As Rashi says, if the husband did in fact have relations with her, they will go and testify to the Beis Nagodo that in fact the husband had been with her, and therefore if the husband's with her, the Mayim aren't allowed to be drunk, and the Mei Sota process will not go through. So the Gemara concludes, you can't bring a raya to what Rav had said. Gemara says, but there's another statement that Rav had made that maybe we can bring a raya to from our Mishnah. Tamidei Chachamim in Kuli Amolo. Our Mishnah said that Bedavka, they send along two Tamidei Chachamim, and not just two Stam people. So let us say that this is a raya to what Rav said elsewhere. Lema Messiah Lili Idach the Rav. Another statement that Rav had made, also for the Gemara in Kedushin, Dabar Reviewed Amar Rav, Reviewed the Sending Rav, Lo Shanu. Rashi explains, Lo Shanu di Isha Misachedisim Shnei Anoshim, that a woman is allowed to be with two people. That is only, we learned there, Rav had said in the Gemara in Kedushin, that's only Elik Sherin. These are two righteous individuals, they're kosher men that wouldn't chas v'shalom be considered promiscuous. But avul prutzim, if you're dealing with people that are not considered of a high moral character and that they would all go and be involved, rachmon l'islam, together, avin l'asara, even to attend such people, nami lo, you can't let them be alone with this woman, because nebuch, rachmon l'islam, we're concerned that all 10 of them may commit rachmon l'islam naveru with this lady. Maisa haya, and in fact, Rav brings down that one such a maisa shahaya, both siyuah, Asara b'mita, there was in fact such a woman who was, unfortunately, Nebuch, being involved with all 10 of these men, and they made believe that she was dead, and they carried her out in a coffin, and then when they were outside the city, they all had their way with her, and she was a willing participant, and it wasn't that she was assaulted, Rachman al-San. So you see, if the men approach him, so Ravid said that we don't allow a woman to be alone with any number of men, even 10 men, because Rahman al-San, they would all take turns with her, and she would be happy to do so. So therefore, that which we had said, that you're only allowed to be with two people, woman's allowed to be misyachim with two people, it's only if they're ksherim, if they're good people, but Rahman al-San, they're prutzim. So therefore, our Mishnah Zerayi, that we send along two Tamidei Chachamim, two kosher people, because if you just send along two stam people, she wouldn't be allowed to be misyachim with them. So Mar says again, Lav Davka, this is a Rai Trav, it's not wrong. We can't prove Rav wrong for this, but Lav Davka is a Rai, lo. Because, again, Hocha, Hainu Taima, the Yodei Li Asriyabe. Here, the reason why the Mishnah said, Bedavka, you should send two people, is so they can give Hasra. They warn the husband, listen, if you go and sleep with your wife, so then she won't be allowed to drink the Mei Sota, and then it will be your fault, and therefore she'll get her Ksuba. So therefore, if you wanted to drink the Mei Sota, so then you can't sleep with her. So they would be Tamidei Chacham, and they would know to properly give him warning. Can't bring a riot to what Rav said. Then we quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Reviewed Omer, Balo v'chule. Reviewed this said that no, you don't need to send along to two Tamidei Chachamim. We in fact believe the husband. So Gemara says, Tanya, we learned in the following Brisa, Reviewed Omer, Balo Nema Mikav Chomer. Reviewed in this Brisa says that the husband is believed that he didn't sleep with his wife. When she rides to the base of Migdash, she says, I didn't sleep with her. So the husband is believed to say so because Uma Nida, she bekares. A woman who's a Nida, the husband is not allowed to sleep with his wife. And Rahman al-San, if he sleeps with his wife when she's in Nida, it's a chiyuv of kares. Nevertheless, Baal and Neman allow, the husband is allowed to be with her. Now, this is based upon the idea that it's called pas besalo, because when she's no longer in Nida, he won't be able to sleep with her. So why would he sleep with her now when she's in Nida, when he'll wait till she's ice Nida, when she's no longer in Nida, he'll be able to sleep with her. That's why, incidentally, there's a very interesting din, that if Rahman al-San, there's a woman who's anida on the night of her wedding, it's a very difficult situation, so the husband's not allowed to stay with her. We don't trust the husband because he hasn't yet had relations with her. So therefore, in that situation, you have to have some other person. Usually they have a child, an old enough child that he understands, but he doesn't fully understand, so they have a child stay over in that house because they can't be alone together. But once he's already had relations, so once they're married, so then the husband's allowed to be with his wife when she's anida. And this is what the Kav HaChomer is, that since we believe a husband to be alone with his wife, and we trust that he won't have relations with her, Balu Neman Aleh, so that's an issur of Kare. So certainly, a Sota, in regards to the man bringing his wife to drink the Mei Sota, so it's only alive for him to sleep with her. He's not allowed to sleep with her, but it's, quote, only alive versus Kare's. So, Sota, Sheba, Lav, Lo Kol Shekein, if we trust the husband to be alone with his wife when she's in Nida, then certainly we should trust the wife to be alone with the husband when she is, quote, just a Sota, waiting to drink the Mei Sota. No, that sounds like a very good reason. The Kav HaChomer of Yehuda seems very good. Why didn't the Rabbanon hold like that? The Rabbanon, they say, no, that's exactly the point. From what you tried to bring in Zariah, he hanosenes. That is the proof to our side. Nida, which is the kares, Nida, sleeping with a woman who's a Nida, your wife who's a Nida, is Rechman al-San and Issa of kares. So people are going to stay away from that. They understand this is a very serious offense. Chamirale, and therefore, Umeheman. You can believe the husband that he didn't sleep with his wife because he knows it's an Issa of kares. But the man with the wife who's a Sota, so he loves her, and now he is wanting to be with her. And he'll say, it's only a lav. Sota de lav, lo chamirle. It's not so strict to him, so say, nishkefelech, not so bad if I sleep with her. Below Muhammad. And therefore, we can't trust him, and therefore we have to send along the two Tamidei Chachamim to warn him that, listen, you better not do this, or she won't be able to drink the Mei Sota. Now the Gemara says, really? This Brisa says, Rehuda mikav chomer ma'isila? It seems that Rabbi Yehuda's rationale is based upon this kav chomer from Nida. But that's different than what Rav Yehuda said elsewhere. Rav Yehuda mikroi ma'isi lo. Rav Yehuda in another brisa said it's based upon psukim that we believe the husband, the Tanya, because in another brisa it says the hevi ha'ish es ishto el ha'kohen. The pasuk says that the man shall bring his wife to the Kohen. In other words, it doesn't say he needs to have two Tamidei Chachamim coming with him. So therefore, min ha'Torah, The man could go by himself. He doesn't need two Talmidei Chachamim. But the rabbis came along and said, bring along the two Talmidei Chachamim. So again, the Gemara says, but the rabbis came along and said, to prevent him from having relations with her on the way. So therefore, this is the opinion of the Tanakhama. Rav Yossi disagrees. Rav Yossi omer, Bala Naman Olea Mikav HaChomer. Here, Rav Yossi is the one that brings along the Kav HaChomer and says, Uma Nida Sheba Kares. The Nida, who we believe the husband is, Bala Naman Olea, is an Isser of Kares, and yet we believe the husband to be alone with her. So Sota, Sheba Lav, Sota, that's only a Lav, Lokoshikane. Here, Rav Yossi is the one that brings the Kav HaChomer. The rabbi said to him back, the same teretz that the rabbis gave to Rav Yehuda a moment ago, Amr lo, lo. They said to him, no, that's not right. Im Amr's benida, if you can tell me by anida, sheken yesh laheta, because the husband will say, listen, when the need, the period is over, I'll be able to sleep with her, so why should I sleep with her now? Well, this is of Kares. Tomar besota, shein laheta. But the sota, if she doesn't drink the waters, and if she does drink the waters, and she's guilty, he's never going to have relations with her again. Therefore, in that situation, the person may say, the famous pasuk that we have from Mishlei that says a person likes something that's illicit, a person likes something that's mayim genuvim, stolen waters, they're very, very sweet. So therefore, he may in fact have relations with her because it's different than the nida where there'll be a period of heter. Here, there may never be a period of heter. So that's the second opinion we have this price of Rav Yossi. And now we bring along Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda omer, min haTorah ish mevi ishto el haKohen. The Torah says that the husband brings the wife without the two edim. Shenamar v'hevi ish ishto. He just quotes the pasuk. And he doesn't have any other reason, such as midirabbanan, that you have to go bring the two Torah midir chachamim. So how can you tell me, in the first price that we brought down, it's based upon the Kav HaChomer. Here it's clearly based upon the psukim. So which one is it? What's Rabbi Yehuda shita? Someone says, Amalu Kav HaChomer Bereisha. Originally, Rabbi Yehuda said the Kav HaChomer, but when the rabbis responded, Upirchua, and they shlugged up this Kav HaChomer, for either the reason that we gave before, that in that situation, it may not be so Chomer, because the person will say it's only a Lav, as opposed to Kares, or that we had now, Mayim Genuvim, so whichever way they shlugged up the Kav HaChomer, so then he says, okay, their bottom line is, Ohada Amalu Krat. It's really based upon Sukkim and not the Kav HaChomer. Now the Gemara says, Rav Yehuda seems to be the same opinion as the Tanakhama. Tanakhama brings the pasuk Vevi Yishas Ishto El HaKohen, and Rav Yehuda also brings Vevi Yishas Ishto El HaKohen. So what difference is there between Rav Yehuda and the Tanakhama in the second brice that we just brought, opinions 1 and 3, with Rav Yossi in between? So the Gemara says, no, there's a difference. Ika Benayu Aval Omru. The difference between them is, did the rabbis come along and say, Adin D'Rabbanan, that Moshe Lo Shnei Talmidei Chachamim Shema Yivau LeBaderech? So the Tanakhama says, yes. Rav Yehuda says, no. And therefore, Rav Yehuda is consistent. Rav Yehuda in our Mishnah didn't say you need the two Talmidei Chachamim, and Rav Yehuda in the Braisa says the same thing. You don't need to bring the two Talmidei Chachamim. It's based upon the Pasuk. And the Torah says that the husband brings his wife, and there are no Talmidei Chachamim, and it's not even required midirabbanan. Next Mishnah. If the local Beis Din, either 3 or 23 judges, says, yes, there's a valid Kinuyin Steer here, go up to the Beis Din, Hagadol, the Sanhedrin Hagadol, the Ayin Aleph Sanhedrin, the 71-member Sanhedrin, go up there and have them fulfill the rest of the Sota process. So they would go bring to the Lishkas HaGozis, where the Sanhedrin sat, which was half in the Azorah, half outside the Azorah, and that's where the Sanhedrin was meeting. And the judges there, the members of the Sanhedrin, would try to go and put the fear of God into her to make her not drink the Mei Sota, because they would tell her, we don't want to erase the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you're guilty, you're going to die if you drink this water, so you better not drink the water. As Rashi says, Shetei Moda, they did this in order that she should admit her guilt and not be falsely thinking that it's no big deal, I'll drink the water and I'll get away with it. And they did this, Kedera Shema Ayman al Edi Nefashos, the same way that they would go when they had a capital case and there were witnesses that said that Reuven killed Shimon, so they would go and be Ma'ayim, the witnesses, and they would say, listen, if we accept your testimony, a guy's going to die, so you better really be telling the truth. So they would go and put the fear of God into those witnesses as well to make sure that they were telling the truth. So what would they tell her? The Omer law, they would say to her, B.T., my daughter. Masor Sasha says, it's the Omrim law. It was the entire Sanhedrin, or the numbers of Beis that would say to her, B.T., my daughter, Har Be'yayinosa. They said, listen, we understand. You may have made a mistake. Admit your mistake rather than drink the waters and die. Wine causes a lot of terrible things. You may have drunk a little bit too much, and Rahman al-Muslim did something very stupid. Har Be'yayinosa. Wine does a lot of strange things. This is very, very true. Nebuch, I know so many people whose lives have been destroyed by wine. Various inappropriate behaviors that they had, whatever the situation may be. Wine can cause a lot of trouble. Harbi Schalko said, likewise, being a little bit too lighthearted, being a little bit too, lax in the proper decorum between men and women. So that could also lead to Rachman al-Islam impropriety. Harbi Yaldus also, if you're immature, if you're acting too much like a young child, you don't have the maturity of an older woman. Harbi Shcheinim Harayim Osin, likewise, hanging out with the wrong crowd, having bad neighbors, having people that are doing these averus, so you do them as well. So therefore, they would tell her, listen, Asi Lishmo HaGadol Shenichta B'Kedusha, do this for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's great name, that you shouldn't have to erase the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a terrible incident to go and erase the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Please do everything possible that we don't erase the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Admit your guilt. Shelo Yimoche Al HaMayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name shouldn't be erased and put into the Mei Sota that you should drink. Now, they wouldn't stop here. The Omer Lefoneo Dorim She'enom Kidei Lishomam. They would tell her things that it wasn't, so to say, worthy for her to hear. She wasn't worthy to hear the things that they're about to tell her, because they're telling her things that great tzaddikim had done and admitted they're wrong, but she's not on the level of those great tzaddikim. And those great tzaddikim, such as we'll see, Yehuda and Reuven, from the Shiftei Kah, so they each admitted they did something wrong, but it was nowhere near like what this Sota had done. So therefore, they tell her things which she's not really worthy to hear, but nevertheless, they tell it to her anyway, in the hopes that they can convince her not to drink the water, not to erase the Kodesh Baruch Hu's name, if she in fact is guilty. And she didn't have the, so to say, the worthiness to hear them. Ke'enim k'dei l'shomam, he, not her, the whole mishpachas beis aviyah, nor the rest of her family. Now, if ultimately she says, if they, so to say, convince her that she shouldn't lie, if she really was Tameya, so then, Baruch Hashem, she doesn't drink the Mesota, she doesn't die. Now, there were no witnesses here to give her Misa, so she doesn't get a capital crime, but Shoveres Ksuba, so that literally means that they break her Ksuba. We'll see in the Gemara, it means that they write her Shover for her Ksuba to the husband. The husband doesn't have to pay the Ksuba. If she's the cause of the marriage dissolving, so then she's not entitled to a Ksuba. So, the husband doesn't pay the ksuba, but she could always come back to collect it at another point in time. So therefore, they write the husband a receipt to say that she's not entitled to ksuba. As Rashi points out, in this shover, they write, kod seves shover al ksuba. So they write to the husband a receipt that there is no ksuba. And they write on this receipt, zonisi, that the wife had never committed adultery, vifsadati ksubasi, and that she has lost her ksuba because of this. And they give it, the no sentence, biad bala, they give it to the husband, shalo titva'enu li'achazman, because 5 years later, when nobody will remember what happened, so she's going to come and say, hey, I never got my ksuba. And he won't have any proof that he didn't pay ksuba unless he has this shover. So therefore, they write him the receipt. Now, of course, Rashi points out, as I already said before, they don't have regis, they don't kill her, because shlo hisruba eidim bishas maisa, because there are no witnesses, and there's nobody that gave her warning, hasra, at the time of the maisa, and there are no witnesses that saw her do the maisa. Now, that's if she was Tameya. If she insists, v'yamarba tahorini, listen, I didn't do anything. Maybe I was alone with this person, but I didn't do any aveira. So then, if she insists upon drinking the Mei Sota, so malin osol l'shar nikna, they take her up to Shar Nikna. The Gemara is going to ask, what do you mean to take her up there? She's already up in the Azara area. She went to the Lishkas HaGazis. So the Gemara will explain that they bring her up, they bring her down, they bring her up, they bring her down to try to tire her out. And if, in fact, she had committed an Avera, they're hoping that all this extra physical exercise will make her tired and weary, and she'll give in if she, in fact, committed the Avera. So they bring her back up to the Shar Niknor. Shar Niknor is the entranceway on the eastern side of the Azara that went from the Ezras Noshim to the Ezras Anoshim. So they bring her up over there. Shal Pesach Shar Niknor Shom Shesham Mashkin es Sotos. That's where they would give the Sota to drink. Now, Umetarin et Sayoldos, they also would bring the women there who had given birth, they would bring their kabanos there. A person has to be when their kabanos are brought, so the person should be there. So they would bring the women who had just given birth at the proper time, after for 40 days after a boy was born, the 80 days after a girl was born, so they would bring them there on day 41 and day 81 to have their korbanos brought on their behalf, and they would stand over there by the eastern gate, by the Shar Niknar, and likewise, with Taranis and Tzorayim, a person who had Tzoras, and went through, we went through this in Nazir very recently, where they had their first Taglachas, then they had the 7 days of Yimei Sfira, and then they had the second Taglachas, and then on the 8th day, they would bring their Korbanos, so over there is where they would stand, in Taranis and Tzorayim, they would put the blood and the oil on their right thumb, on their right big toe, and on their right ozen, the right ear. So this is the place where all of these things were done. The Mishnah continues and says, then the Kohen would go and grab onto her skirt, and he would grab onto her clothing. And im nikru, if they tore, when he grabbed them, so they tore. And the im nifrumu, nifrumu means even a greater tearing, so nifrumu, they would tear. And even though she would be somewhat unclothed at that point in time, that was the process to be menaveler her to degrade her, so this would be a preventative measure. Other women wouldn't want to go and be treated like this, even if the mesota wouldn't go and kill them, but they wouldn't want to be put into a situation where they'd be embarrassed, humiliated, the way this sota was humiliated. Until they would actually reveal her heart area. In other words, she would be very, very non-sanua. The sorceress Sarah, and they would take off her hair covering, and her hair would be revealed as well. So they would undo her hair covering, and they would undo the top of her shirt, her blouse, her dress, and as a result, even if she was not sneezed, this is part of the opinion. Reviewed disagrees. Reviewed Omer, if she was a young lady, if she had a pretty chest, so then they wouldn't go and make her in this way on Sanua because of the Pir Chikuna, the young Kohana that we present. Likewise, if she had beautiful hair, they likewise loya sosa, they wouldn't undo her hair because this would be a risk for the Pir Chikuna, the young Kohana that would be there, Rahman Litzlan, they would either have her hurim doing it, or if she survived this, they would go and want to maybe Rahman Litzlan try to seduce her. The Mishnah continues and says, she was wearing white, beautiful clothing, so they would put on less nice clothing, they would put on black clothing. If she was wearing all sorts of jewelry, various types of gold jewelry, and we turn to Zion Amud Beis, so they would take that off as well. If she was wearing the katlios, they wear chokers. They're called katlios because they would kill people. So that's why it's called the choker. But here, it's obviously not the choker. This is a type of jewelry. And the Zomim, if they wear various types of nose rings, the tabos is rings on the fingers. So Maviri Mena Kadela Davla, they would take all of these off to make her look disgusting. Then they would go take either a rope that came from Mitzrayim, or it was a certain type of made from deco, from palm fronds, and that they would go and keep her blouse up, whatever it had fallen down, so they would tie it up above her chest in order that she shouldn't be as unsanua as she was originally. So they would go take this chevel mitzri, the kosher l'malam yidadeh, they would keep it above her breast, so this way she would be somewhat sanua. Not very sanua, but still somewhat sanua. Now, the Mishnah says, anybody that wishes to go and see this, Baal Liros, would be allowed to go and see this. We'll see that this is really for the women, that they should come and see this, that they should realize the terrible humiliation that this woman went through, even if she wasn't the Sota. But she had just closeted herself away with a man after she was warned not to. The only people that can't come, chutz mi'avodel v'shiv chosel. But her own servants, and her men and women, maid servants, wouldn't be allowed to go and be there because of Nei Shaliba Gaspeh, because she'll see them, and she's going to put up a tough front in front of them and not want to say that I committed adultery, and then she'll end up drinking the water. They'll race to the Shem HaKosh Baruch Hu, and Rechman Lusan, she's going to die. Now, it says, v'chol ha'noshim mutaris l'rosa. All the women are allowed to go and see her. Because this way the women will take Musa from this and see this. Now, a minute ago we just said that anybody who wants to see could come and see. So we'll see that that's really referring to the men. But the women should go and see, so the women should see, Rahman al-Islam, if they are in this similar situation, the terrible humiliation that they would have, and therefore they won't put themselves into such a situation. Gemara starts off and says, how do we know that you have to bring the sota up to the Sanhedrin HaGadol in Yerushalayim and Lishkas HaGazis? Amar Rav Chiya bar Gamda, Amar Rav Yosi bar Rabbi Chanina. So Rav Chiya bar Gamda says the name of Yosi bar Chanina. This is based upon Xer Rishova, Asya, Torah, Torah. The word Torah is found here and the word Torah is found elsewhere. Where is that? Ksiv Hoch, it says over here, by sota, the Osala HaKoin Eskol HaTorah. So the Kohen has to do the entire Torah, has to do the entire process. And it says as well, in regards to the Sanhedrin, in regards to the Torah that the Sanhedrin HaGadol will teach you, this is in regards to the din of Zokin Mamre. The Zokin Mamre goes against the Sanhedrin HaGadol. He goes against the Torah that they taught. So therefore, we have the word Torah by the Zokin Mamre, by the Sanhedrin HaGadol. And we have the word Torah by the Sota. So Mal Halam Shivan Echud, much like the Zokin Mamre, the din only applies if he goes against the Sanhedrin HaGadol. So too, over here with the Sota, Xerushova, Torah tells us, Avkan Bishivan Vi Echad. So that's what we know, that you have to bring the Sota up to the Sanhedrin HaGadol in the Lishkas HaGazis. Then we said that they go and they put the fear of God in her. They try to go and teach her and tell her things that will make her not want to have the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu erased, and she'll hopefully admit her guilt, and therefore she will not have the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu erased, and she won't be able to drink the May Sota. But Tabor says, we have another Braisa that seems to say otherwise. Or Minhu, we have a braisa that says kidero shema'aymim oleo shelo tishte kach ma'aymim oleo shetishte. The braisa says just like you sometimes cry and put the fear of God in her to give her reasons not to drink, we sometimes do the exact opposite. Kach ma'aymim oleo shetishte. We try to make her go and drink the water. We try to strongly impress her to drink the water. In other words, we say to her, Omim lo abiti, we say to her, my daughter, Im boru lo hadavor shetoharat, if in fact you are truly innocent, you are certain that you did not commit this infidelity, so then don't give in. Imdi al borayich, stay your course, stay your position, and say, no, I'm innocent, ushasi, and drink the mesota. So you see here that we're telling her not to be afraid to drink the water. We're telling her, bedavka, don't be afraid, drink the water. And we explain to Lefish Ein Mayim Hamorim, the Mei Sota, the bitter waters, they're not a danger if you didn't do something wrong. Domim Ela L'Sam Yovesh, they're compared to a Sam, a certain potion that you put on intact skin. It's a dry salve, and it won't get into intact skin. Shemuna Chabosuchai, if you put it on skin that's broken, if you put it on a raw wound, so im yeshamak, if there's a wound over there, mechalchel, it will be able to go inside the wound, the yoret, and go into the body and be very dangerous. However, ein shamak, if you're putting it on intact skin, ein amol klum, it won't have any effect whatsoever. So too, the mayim hamorim, so if the woman, rachmon al-islam, committed infidelity, they will kill her, these waters. However, if she didn't commit any infidelity, we'll actually learn later on in the Gemara, we mentioned it previously, that it'll actually have a beneficial effect on her. If she wasn't able to have children, now she'll be able to have children, etc., etc. So therefore, we see that we encourage her to drink the mayim if, in fact, she is not guilty. So how can you tell me that the Sanhedrin tries to entice her not to drink the water? Here we see it from the Braisa that the Sanhedrin tried to make her drink the water. So where it says the obvious answer, Lokash, it depends when. Kan, when we try to get her not to drink the water, that's called the Mishinimcha Kar Megillah. That's before they erase the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, before we erase the Shem of Hashem, we try to tell her, listen, if you're guilty, don't make us do this and then not drink. So better that you don't have the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu erased. So there we try to be Ma'aim, or we try to put the fear of God into her not to drink the water. However, once the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is erased, so then there's no reason not to encourage her to drink the water, if she's not guilty. So, Kanli Acha Shinuchah Megillah, so we tell her, listen, if you really are innocent, Imdi Al Borayich Ushasi, don't be hesitant to stay your position and to drink the Mesota. Then we quote the Mishnah, it said, we had the gear, so the Omer L'Fanei V'chule, so the Beis Din goes and tells her things which she's not really worthy to hear, she's not really appropriate to hear, because she's not on the level of these great tzaddikim. We mentioned Yehuda and Reuven, as the Gemara will now tell us. So the Gemara says, Tadar Rabban, we'll end the following braisa, Omer L'Fanei, or Omer L'Fanei, that the Sanhedrin says to her, Devarim Shel Hagada, they tell her various agadita type ideas, Umaisim She'eru B'Ksuvim Harishonim, and various stories that occurred in the Chumash, early on in the Chumash, with the shift they caught with, as we'll see, Yehuda and Reuven. For example, Kigom. Here we quote a pasuk from Iyob, where it says, Asher chachomim yagidu, the wise men will say, Velo chichadu me'avosam, and they didn't stop from saying this from their father. So what are we talking about? So this is a reference to Yehuda, Hoda, Velo Bosh. Yehuda, shift they call Yehuda, he had the famous maisa with Tamar, his daughter-in-law. Now, he wasn't embarrassed to say that, yes, these are my possessions, and I, in fact, was the one that made her pregnant. Yehuda hold that below Bosh, and he wasn't embarrassed to go and admit that he was the one that had made her pregnant. So, Maya Sofo, what ended up happening? Nochal Chaye Olam Abba, because he admitted that he had done this transgression, and he did tshuva, and he said, I was wrong. Tzot Kumimeni, she was more righteous than me, so he was Zochat Hav Olam Abba. Reuven, likewise, Hoda, when he switched around the bed of his father, Yaakovinu, after his mother Rachel died, so then Yaakovinu went to stay with Bilhah. And Reuven said, that's a chutzpah. He should be with my mother, with Leah. So he switched around the beds, and therefore he admitted that he was the one that did that. So Reuven, Hoda, Velo Bosh, he admitted that he was the one that switched the beds around, that he wasn't embarrassed to say, I did something that was incorrect. And what happened to him? Asofa also, no, chachayel haba. He ended up having tremendous olam haba. So the Gemara now asks, umas scharin, and what was the reward? He says, what? What was the reward? Mas scharin, you just said, kidukah mirinah, that both of them inherited olam haba. Yehuda and Reuven were given, no, chachayel haba. What do you mean, what was their reward? Someone says, no. Ella, maschar, and bolabas. Yeah, what reward they get in this world? Of course they got the reward of the world to come, but they also got reward in this world. So what was the reward in this world? So the Braisa says, lohem levadom nitno ha'aretz v'lo avar zor b'socham. There's another pasuk in Iyov which says that each of them had a unique, special idea, levadam, only for them, that they got Eretz Yisrael v'lo avar zor b'socham, and nobody passed through their land. What does this mean? So Rashi explains, "Hadira maschul lahem levadam nitno ha'aretz." He says Yehuda zoch l'malchus. Yehuda was zoche, the worthy to be the king. But so tis after the brachos, as Gemara in brachos tells us, tis after there. And Reuven not halchelik tchila be eretz be ever yardin. And Reuven was the first one to take possession of the land in ever yardin. So that was the reward that Yehuda and Reuven got in this world, in addition to, of course, them being zoche to chay olam haba. Now Gemara says we know that Yehuda Beferish said that he was admitting that he was wrong. Bishlama Yehuda Ashkan Daode. We find Beferish that he said, "I did something wrong." The pasuk says, "Vayaka Yehuda." Yehuda recognized the things that Tamar had taken as a collateral, that they were his possessions, and therefore he said, "Vayomer Tzodko Mimeni." That she was more righteous than me. I had supposed to do Yibum with her and give her my son Shela in Yibum, but I didn't, and therefore I am wrong, and she was right. But where do we find El Reuven? Where do we find the Reuven? Minol and Daode. Where do we see? There's no pasuk that says that he admitted that he'd done something wrong. So the Gemara says, yes, he did. The Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni said, Rabbi Yochanan, my dechsib. What does the pasuk mean when it tells us Yechi Reuven the Al Yomos? And then it says Vehi Misav Mispar. And then in the next pasuk, right after that, it says Vezos Liyuda Bayomar. So why is there a connection over here between Yechi Reuven Ayamos and then subsequently Vizos Liyuda? So this is coming to teach us this juxtaposition. Kol Osen Shanim Shahi Yisrael B'Midbar. All the 40 years that Klai Yisrael was in the desert. So they took the bones, Atzmos Yosef, and the Atzmos of the Shiftei Kol with them. And during the time that they were in the desert, Hayu Atzmos of Yehuda Megulgalin Ba'aron. The bones of Yehuda were in the Aron, in the coffin, but they were making a lot of noise. Well, the other bones were, so to say, quiet, but the bones of Yehuda were Megulgalim. They were rolling around in the Aron, and it was making noise. So, Ubikesh, Ach Omen Moshe, Ubikesh Olav Rachman, until Moshe Rabbeinu came along and said, "Listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please stop them from rolling around in the coffin." Omel Afanav, Moshe said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shalom, "Mi Garam Liyu Reuven Shehoda." Why should you make Yehuda's bones stop? Because after all, who caused Reuven to go and admit that he had done something wrong? He had switched around the beds of his father Yaakov from Bilhah to Leah. So who caused Reuven to admit that he did something wrong? So this is the Braisa where we see that Beferish says that Reuven admitted that he had done something wrong. So it was Yehuda. And therefore, it's not right that Reuven should not have his bones be rolling about, and yet Yehuda's bones are rolling about. So therefore, the pasuk says, Vizos Liyuda. How can it be that if Yehuda caused Reuven to admit that he had done something wrong, so Reuven's bones are quiet and Yehuda's bones are not? That's not there. So immediately, Miyad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Shema Hashem Kol Yehuda. HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to what Moshe had said, and the bones rested. No. All Evarel L'Shofa, so the bones all came connected again, and they weren't rolling about, but nevertheless, Lo Havikah Ma'ailin Le L'Misifta the Rikia. But they still didn't allow, so to say, Yehuda to enter into the yeshiva in Shemayim. His bones were now not rolling around, but he still wasn't able to enter into the yeshiva in Shemayim. So Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't happy about that. He said, V'Alamo Tivienu. He said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bring him into his people. In other words, let him join the Beis Medrash in Shemayim. Okay, so in Shemayim they did this. However, v'lo hava koyoda mishkal umitrach v'shmaiso b'adi rabbanan. So they let Yehuda into Beis Medrash, but he wasn't able to follow what was going on in the Beis Medrash. He did not know v'lo hava koyoda mishkal umitrach. He didn't know what's going on. The shakel v'tarya, the conversations, the discussions of the shmaises of the halachas with the other rabbanan. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had not allowed Yehuda back into the Beis Medrash and understand what's going on. He let him in, but he didn't know what was going on. So Moshe Rabbeinu davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he says, Yodav Rav Lo, let him battle in the Milchamto Shel Torah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, fine. So he let him in, and he was able to understand the Shia. However, Lo Havakosalkele Shmaiso Aliba Lehilchasa. But they didn't paskin like Yehuda. So he would say a Vart, and others would disagree with him. We paskin like the others. However, Moshe Rabbeinu said, the Ezer Mitzarov Tiyeh, you should let HaKadosh Baruch Hu let Yehuda back and be the Psak Halacha. And that's what happened. So Ezer Mitzarov Tiyeh, that is the ultimate answer. No, what do we see from over here? Bishlama Yehuda the old day. We saw that Yehuda said Tzaka Mimeni Kihechi the Loti Sarev Tamar. So in order that Tamar shouldn't be killed, but Ella Reuven Lomalele Ode. What did Reuven admit for? After all, nothing would happen seemingly if Reuven didn't say that I was the one that did it. In fact, by the fact that he admitted that he had done this sin of switching around his father's bed, it almost appears that he's bragging about it. Because Rosheisha said, Chatzif Olai, now the Girsa that we have is Bar Yisrael, but Rashi notices how the Girsa, Man Deporet Chatoi, not a Bar Yisrael, but it means any person who expresses, so to say, bragging about the sin that he did, Chatzif Olai, Man Deporet Chatoi. If somebody says, whoa, look, I did this sin, so it's as if he's saying, wow, look how great I am, I did this sin. It's a chash of a thing to do the sin. It's the exact opposite of a person who's upset about a sin. That's one of the reasons why when we are giving the vidui, one should say the vidui privately. Because if you say the vidui out loud, it's as if you're bragging about the sin that you did. So therefore, how can you tell me that Reuven did a good thing by being molded, that he switched his father's bed around? In fact, it sounds a little bit, according to Rav Sheish, it's like he's bragging about it. One shouldn't do this. It's a chutzpahdik thing to do. So one says, no, here it's not. Why? In order that Yaakov Avinu shouldn't suspect one of the other brothers. He knew that one of the brothers did it. So therefore, if Reuven didn't admit it, maybe he would think that Shimon did it. Maybe he would think that Levi did it. And therefore, it would be casting aspersions on the other brothers. So therefore, by admitting that he was the one that did it, he wasn't bragging about it, Chas Hashem, like Rosh Hashanah was concerned in general, when a person is mafarid his sins out loud. So here, Reuven was doing it in order not to have anybody else be suspected that they were the ones that really switched around the beds when he was the one that did it. Then we quote the Mishnah, where if she says, after the Beis Din is ma'aymin her, so im omra tmeya ani v'chule, if she says, I'm tmeya, so then they write a shover, we said, her ksuba is shoveris, which means that they write a shover. So the Gemara says, let us learn from here, shamas minah, that kosim shover. So let us learn from our Mishnah that we in fact do write a shover. This is a discussion elsewhere that it's unfair to write a shover, because now the person who got the shover, the receipt, has to go keep that, and if he loses it, they can go collect the ksuba again. So we see from here that we possibly like the sheet that says that you do write a shover. So Abaye says, no, not necessarily. Omar Abaye, tini mikras. Don't read it over here that they write a receipt, a shover, but read it as they rip up her ksuba, and this way she can't go collect it because it's ripped up. That's not what it says. Only Rava says to Abaye, ha, shoveris ktani. It says shoveris ksubasa, that she has the shover written. It's something that the Mishnah Beferish says, that you write a shover, so how can you say it means to rip it up? So therefore, Rava gives a different explanation. Elo Amar Rava says, it does mean you write a shover, but we're dealing here, b'makom she'en kosen ksuba askina. We're dealing with a place where the minhag was not to write a ksuba. The ksuba was understood to be out tonight. And in some places, the minhag was not to write it. As Rashi says over here, in Dira Masa, b'makom she'en kosen ksuba, elo somchen al tanai beistin. There was a tanai beistin, she'tiknu l'besulo masayim v'lamonamone. This was the accepted custom. The beistin had set this up, but they didn't write it down. And in such a place, so if you're worried that the woman would go and try to collect the ksuba a second time, so they would write a shover. So if her husband died, so she went into the Beis Din, and the Beis Din would give her original ksuba, because Nebuch, her husband, died 200 or 100, whether she was a besula or an amona when she got married. And if they didn't write a shover, then 2 years later, she'd go back to a different Beis Din and go collect it again. So therefore, they would give the state of the husband a shover. So if she tried to collect it again, they would be able to produce the receipt. So that's what we're dealing with over here, when there was no alternative. If you didn't give the shover, then he'd have no proof whatsoever. So better to give him a receipt, which maybe he could lose, and then she could collect it again. But at least he has something to go and protect himself should she try to go and collect the sub again. Then the Mishnah is quoted. It says, "Vim Omra Tahora." If she says, "I'm in fact Tahora," so Malan Osol Shari Mizrach, we bring her up to the Shari Mizrach, which was Shar Niknon. We said on the eastern gate, entering into the Azara. And I brought this question down when we learned this in the Mishnah. And the Gemara asks, "Malan Osol? You're telling me we bring her up? She's already up there. It was a Tert Chesam and Aleph." Hosum Kaima. She went up to Lishkas Agazis, as Rashi says in the top Rashi. Sha'aimu Alea Basin Agado, Belishkas Agazis, Bi Azara. So, Chesi Bekodesh, Chesi Bechol. It was half inside the Azara, half outside the Azara, as the Gemara Yuma tells us. So, therefore, it's right next to Shar Nikno, which is right on the outside of the eastern exit of the Azara. So, what do you mean they brought her up there? So Gemara answers, I mentioned this already before, the maskina law, umachtina law, kedeli aga. Right, we have good osik and good ochis. So the maskina law means that we bring her up, and machtina law means that we bring her down. In other words, they walked her up and down, up and down, up and down throughout the area of the Har Abayis in order to tire her out, kedeli aga. And in this way, she would be so tired, she would say, you're right, this isn't worth it. Why am I putting myself through all of this? I sinned, and therefore I don't want to go through this anymore. The Tanya, as we learn in the following Brayso, so Rishu ben Elazar Omer, based in Masin Eso Edim, Mimokum Mokum. When we had, as we mentioned before, a case where somebody would be Chayv Misa, so the witnesses, if they were to be believed, they would cause a person to die. So the Beis Din wanted to make sure that they were absolutely telling the truth, so they would try to tie them out also. So to over here, Kadesh Titarif Daitan Aleiv Yachs Rubahen. So in case they would get tired over here, they would say, it's not worth it for me to lie. Why am I going through this? And therefore, they'll hopefully tell the truth. So just like they would do that with the Edim that Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar said for a case of Mises Beis Din, so to over here, the Sota, they wanted to tire her out, make her think twice about erasing the Kshem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if in fact she was guilty and she ultimately wouldn't drink it, so then please don't make us erase the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a good break point. We'll pick up continuing to discuss the Mishnah with tomorrow's Shia. With this, we conclude today's Shia.